Na la man da ma chun den de de jin ja wa da zo on da zan ja ma ja la zo da ma da wa ja wa de an de ga la ja wa la da ma na ya da ma zan ga chun den de ta wa ja da ja zi ga la ja la man da ma chun den de de Lama to bottom dent. And then band there was do not commit any unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action. Subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So this contains the Four Noble Truths explained by Kyabche Kiti Tenshi Rinpoche, one of master guru, I have more than 25 gurus, more than that, much more than that. So, one of the gurus, the great scholar and great mentor, enlightened being. Jabjikita Tenshi Rinpoche explained the Four Noble Truths this verse contains. True suffering and true cause of suffering from where it came, and because it came from suffering, came from the cause, not suffering. So suffering is not permanent, not independent, it is dependent arising. So therefore, depends on cause conditions. So depends arising. So therefore, if you it came from the cause. Karma and the karma and delusions. So therefore, but so that shows that can be seized. That happened due to causal conditions. So due to another causal conditions, it can be seized. If it is seized, then the result, true suffering, can be seized. So that's how you can achieve the true cessation of suffering. So here, how you can achieve the true cessation of suffering is, you can achieve there's a true path exists, not only in the scripture words, but exists still in real, still in the, holy mind of the present meditators and present practitioners, present meditators, practitioners who actualize the realizations, who actualize the true path, wisdom, realizing directly the emptiness, ultimate truth, direct perception of emptiness, or that depends on, then first you need to realize ultimate truth, the emptiness. That which the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is exactly contradictory as a remedy, the way the ignorance, false concept, the ignorance, the way of holding the eye, the way of the ignorance holding the eye, the wisdom realized emptiness exactly, the remedy is the opposite. Exactly the opposite to the concept, the false ignorance, and the false mind, the way of holding the way of apprehending the I, totally false, wrong way. The wisdom is exactly opposite of that. Contradictory and antidote, exactly opposite of that. Ignorance, the way of apprehending or the holding I. The real I, the real I, and never came into existence from the beginningless rebirth. from beginningless cyclic existence or cyclic rebirth, from beginningless rebirth, it never exists. The real I. As it appeared to the ignorance and as it apprehends, as believes, never exist, never came in existence from the beginningless rebirth, never came in existence even 1 second. And never exists the way in the past, and never exists now, the way never exists in the future, in the way. The body, the aggregates, the body is neither the real I, nor even the mind is, nor if the mind is the real I. Even the group association or the body or mind is not the real I. Neither that together, as a system, but a mind, even that is not the real I. The real I could not be found, if look for, can't find, on the tip of the head, down the toes, cannot be found anywhere. Many people might think the mind is I, mind is the real I, the real I, that we 100% will believe, not that. If the body is the I, the real I, then you see, the other limbs would be I, and how many atoms this body has, or that would be I. And then there would be billions, zillions eyes here.
This wouldn't be one person. I don't know how many atoms I have. My body has. So taller body the person has, more fat. Then there's so many eyes. So many eyes. Then person becomes skinner by exercising, by taking medicine or whatever, by, you know, then become less eye. less eye. then when the person when the person shaved hair, then you see there will be many eyes. There will be many thousands of eyes. You know. Fell off and many thousand eyes. then they have to drink in it. so they all the mistakes would rise. So then, also the many mistakes would rise. It's a continuation, you see. Six consciousness and 51 mental factors. So there will be six, the six mental, 51 mental factors, they will be the 51 eyes, and so that, and then you see that, so, one year, 360 days, and then all those consciousness, you know, there were 360 eyes, and then one day, 25 hours, and then 25 eyes, and then how many minutes, and then 60 minutes, and then 1 hour, 60 eyes. During the time, you see, conscience. So, 60 eyes. So, then, how many seconds? Then there were there many eyes. Also, many mistakes rises. Mind is no color, no shape, then I wouldn't have color, the eye would not have shape, you know. I would not have any shape of male or female, or I would not have I would have shape, fat or skinny or that, or short or long. It wouldn't be any shape, because the mind has no color, no shape. Mind has no, oh, that person's mind is too long, or that person's mind is short. Doesn't have that. No shape. Body has that. Mind is no. So the eye would have, oh, that person's eyes are too long, or that person's eyes too short, you know. No, that's, there would be like that. So I would know, no color, no shape. So, then they see, then you see you don't need food. Why? You don't have shape. You don't have stomach. You don't have shape. So, what do you need food? What do you need work? What do you work for? What? You know, what do you work, why you work for? You don't have food, you don't have house, you don't have shape. You know? You don't have shape, so you don't have house. Why are you? You don't have food. So, and, so, so there are many mistakes. then if the one, the other mistakes, if it's one with the aggregates, there's only one eye, so there will be only one aggregate. So they will not mean there would be five aggregates. There will only one aggregate. So I says there's one eye. You know, there's a mistake like this. So yeah. Also, when the consciousness left the body, and there will be still so many eyes. You know? If the body is there, consciousness left. You know? There will be so many double blinks of eyes. I don't mean the snow eyes, I'm not talking about the eye. Don't misunderstand. I'm not talking the eyes. I'm talking about the eye. So even catching that, you know, there would be billions of eye there. You see, even catching that, you know, the person is not dead. There's still many eyes living. The person's not dead, you know? as long as this body, there's still many people living there. So many eyes, so many people. There's a billion, zillion, I don't know, trillion or the atoms, people, eye. So that sounds very, because it's very strange, or something like that.
Those are materializers. So there will be consciousness with eye, then you see, the one like that, and then so that would have continuity from life to life. So reincarnation, but then they have a zillion, billion, zillion I do not have reincarnation. You know, then there's so many billion, zillion I do not have reincarnation. Then do not have reincarnation, do not have experience of suffering and happiness in different lives. The suffering and happiness do not have experience. Why? Because do not have a cause. They do not have a cause. It is happiness, suffering from the right, from birth. You know, they wouldn't have happiness. They would have suffering, you know, because it doesn't have cause. So, they would be independent. They would be permanent. They would be independent. They wouldn't have cause. Cause conditions. So, so it doesn't fit your experience. It's contradictory to your experience. You see? You can believe, but it's contradictory to your experience. So your belief is wrong. It doesn't function like that. All those eyes would experience suffering or happiness in different feelings, so they don't cause. What you experience right there, but that depends on cause before. So there's the reincarnation. That's why the experiences have been caused was the cause of the suffering or happiness right at the beginning. So the cause created before that. So in the past life. So there's the past life. the intermediate stage, the past, or life before that. So there's they would drink in it also. So all those eyes. So anyway. That real eye who could not be found from tip of the head down to the toes. Nowhere you can find. Neither you find in the channels. Neither you can find in the channels of the body. Neither you can find in the inside channels or outside channels. Nowhere you can find. Nowhere you can find in the head. The eye can be found in the head. Neither you can find in the head, nor you can find in the chest. Nor you can find it in the chest. But normally, you see, normally in the country, in the world, I mean, normally, you know, you are saying, my question, you see, in the world, you know, now somebody accuses you, you know, that, you only express yourself how you've been so happy and, how you've been so sad or so happy. And you point here, the chest, you know, normally you point here, if you're talking about I, you know, normal people are in the world, here, you see. I'm so happy or something, you see, point at chest, you don't point at knee, you don't point, oh, I'm so happy, or you don't say, you point at the feet, oh, I'm so happy, or I'm so sad, or you don't point somewhere, your hands, or your limbs, or your teeth, or something, you don't know, your ear, or you don't point that. And chest, you know, you point chest. But I heard in Japan, when they talk, I point the nose or point here. Point nose. No nose. Point, I've forgotten, I've got mixed up. Point the head?
They point to their nose.
Oh, I see. Huh? I see. Yes, I got mixed up. I see. Yeah, Japan is very different. Maybe otherwise the rest are all the same in the chest. But Japan, point to the nose. Yeah, that's very interesting. Become kind of the organization, kind of, I don't know when they started, but I'm sure somebody might have started that, point nose. then it became normal to the country. Well, a person must have started, and so, but the question is, So why point to the heart? Why point to the chest? Point to the heart, not the heart bumping. Not here, this is here. But not pointing here. But normal people in the world point here. You know, you're happy or you're sad or somebody accuses you of me. You are telling me, you know. Yeah, like that. Why you do that? Why we do that in the world? The point of the chest. When somebody accuses you, or somebody calls you, why you point to the heart? Whatever, not the heart, but the chest. Emotion.
Also, since ancient time, people believe the soul is in the heart. Since ancient time, people believe the soul was in the heart. And so, when you sneeze, your soul is the airs in your heart, and when you sneeze, your soul goes out of your body. So people say, "God bless you." Quick, so the devil doesn't jump in. that is the old custom.
Oh, what is the soul? Soul is same as a Hindu, Atma. You know, permanent I, Atma, is permanent I. Is that same connotation as soul? Huh?
Yes.
Mm. So. Mm. So. Mm. So. The. So. So the I, for our I, there's no death. Is there death?
No.
So, what's your name? Huh? Yeah, is the soul I or not?
According to Western belief, yes.
Soul I.
Yes.
So I never dies. I never get reborn, never dies.
No, it goes to heaven or it goes to hell, that's it.
Huh?
It goes to heaven or it goes to hell, that's it.
So.
It goes to heaven or it goes to hell, that's it.
Mm-hmm. So the I never dies.
No, it's permanent.
I never get reborn, I never dies.
That's right. They say you're in heaven eternally or you're in hell eternally after you die. And there is no other variation. As far as I know, in the West, please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that's the same in the Jewish tradition and also in the Muslim tradition. And I'm not sure about the East. I'm not sure about Hinduism.
Yes.
I think they have...
In Hindu, I believe the Atma is permanent I.
But it reincarnates.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they believe that Atman... It reincarnates.
Mm.
But I'm not sure. You know more than I do.
No.
Correct me.
They believe Atma. They believe permanent I. So that's why in Buddha Dharma, Buddhism, there are four schools of Buddhism. Buddhist thoughts and poor schools, Babashika school, Susandra school, Mandarin school, the Motamika schools. So the very, very basis, the Babashika school, there are four schools and, the other, basically four schools are, The belief is that Takchik Rangwa Ching Tongba, that the I is impermanent, not permanent. It's impermanent, depending on cause conditions. It changes by being under the control of cause and conditions. Cause and conditions, it changes. Oh, that's impermanent. That's one thing. And then, the I is a, not existing alone. They in Hindu believe existing alone, but in Buddhism do not believe it's empty of, devoid of existing alone, non-existing alone, without dependent cause conditions. without dependent cause consciousness exists alone, there's nothing, there's none existing alone. None existing with his own freedom. There, without one path, and the non-existing with its own freedom. That's the Rawajinga Tongba. Oh, that is the four, all the four schools will believe the, the Namapuvadeva, that's the 18 schools in the Bhava school, Namapuvadeva. Namapuvadeva, the Taji Ramachinga, Tongba Tukare Kare. That is Taji Ramachinga, Tongba Tukare, Namapuvadeva. Doesn't believe it, permanent, but it's not a permanent nor impermanent. That Dakji Ramaji, they have 18 schools, Baba school, the name of Pavitabha. Oh, that one is it's a little different from Hindu, doesn't believe completely permanent, but also doesn't believe completely impermanent, unexpressible. So that particular school, Bhavashika school, the name of Pavitabha. What was all belief? All beliefs there. So that's the basis or basis of the belief. Realization, understanding, discovering. Basis. That's the very first thing, very basis. Discover. Existing permanence and existing alone, existing with this own freedom. Non-existing freedom. Like that. Existing. Being under the control of cause conditions and impermanence, then depend on cause conditions, and then the cause not existing alone, then depend on past, then not existing with his own freedom, so like that. So that's very important. This is Buddhist, very basic Buddhist discovery. Rather believers believe, is belief can be wrong belief, but it's a discovery, realization, fact. What is it? So there's also the for mudras. Seal four mudras of four seals. They are contaminated from nature's suffering, contaminated phenomena's impermanent nature, and contaminated the existence, emptying us out, and Nyangal Devashimba was soulless set, the cessation of the suffering, soulless set is the great peace, and the isolation, the great peace, the soulless set, cessation of suffering. Four seals. Oh, four seals.
The causative phenomena, compounded phenomena, impermanent nature, the compounded phenomena, impermanent nature, and then, the contaminated phenomena, nature of suffering, then the phenomena empty no self, then the soulless that, negative symbol, soulless that in the great peace, you know, in isolation, great peace. And that the four seals, four great seals, yeah, Buddhism, four seals, but that's a, that's chakya, strict view, strict view, the four seals, four seals of Buddhism, so like that. So that also contains, you see, the, that includes as impermanent, impermanent. So the, like that. So going back. So there
thank you. Okay, now the question is, somebody said, emotional I. Emotional, because point the chest, because emotion, right? Huh? But why the emotion doesn't come from, doesn't feel in the head? Because the brain is supposed to be, where they're supposed to be I, or where they're supposed to be I. Because I'm putting the debate basis, you know. Brain is supposed to be the main one. So why? Why the feeling, why the emotion not in brain? Brain is the main office. The main government.
You start to feel like you feel like your heart beat faster, or you breathe heavier, so you feel that more in your chest. That's, I think, where it comes from.
You feel it.
Huh?
When you're happy, too, you feel it.
What?
When you're happy, you feel it here also, in your chest, and in your brain also.
When you're happy, what?
When somebody's happy, when I'm happy, I feel it in my chest and also in my head.
I didn't hear that. Huh? I see. Also in the feet.
Also.
In the nose? What about nose? But Japanese point here. Japanese, they point here. And, Japanese point here. Maybe some of the world point here. Who knows? So they would have the emotions in the nose. They would have the emotions in the nose. What about sensation or truth? Toes. So anyway, the real I cannot be found tip of the head, down the toes, nowhere. If you look for, can't find. Inside chest, nowhere. If you look for, can't find anywhere. If you look for, can't find anywhere. The real eye. Normally not in stomach, normally not in the, not in the head. Normally not in the stomach, not in the neck, but in the normally pointed in chest, you know. But also inside chest, if you check, you can't find anywhere in the chest. The real eye. The eye which has been appearing that way, and we 100% believe in that way, a real eye, or that
that could not a root four can't find anywhere. Did the scientist point out whether I exist? I think that is very, 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 very interesting. So far they haven't said anything about the eye. That is very, very interesting. I don't know how Einstein would say. There was something, he said something, but I've forgotten. He did mention about learning Buddhism. He did mention about learning Buddhism, Einstein, scientist Einstein. He did mention learning Buddhism.
I think what Einstein said is that if there was any religion that could agree with science, it would be Buddhism.
If there is any religion that would agree with science, it would be Buddhism.
He said.
Yes.
I think that's something.
But you've mentioned for counter arguments that the eye is in the brain, and I think that is the more conventional idea. So why isn't the eye in the brain, aside from the fact that there's no eye?
What did you say?
If we were to like assume there is an eye, why couldn't we say it's in the brain if that's the more conventional thing?
What is it? This brain?
Yeah.
You're not talking past life brain.
Well, right. But I mean, you said
not future life brain.
You said that science.
This life brain.
Right.
Today's brain. You're saying brain's eye. Then. So the when this brain's gone, okay.
Yeah.
So the eye's gone, right?
Right.
Okay. So that eye has no continuation.
Right.
Has no past life. Has no future life.
Right.
That eye. So you don't have past life, future life.
Right.
So in that case, when you conceived mother's womb, that time. Suffering of feeling happiness, whatever. That doesn't cause. That, is that permanent or impermanent? Is that dependent rising or independent rising? Independent or dependent rising?
You mean the suffering from being born?
Yeah, when the mind is conceived in the mother's womb,
the feeling of suffering or happiness. So that is independent or dependent arising. That's not the question. The other one is so they are impermanent or not. That's one question, the impermanent or not. That first experience.
Well, I'm just thinking from, you asked like about what the scientists would believe. I would think the conventional idea, the notion, is that these would be independent arising, and it would be a first experience. When you are in the womb, right, that would be independent arising, and then it would be a first experience, wouldn't it? Right. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe I'm getting my terms wrong. I'm getting corrected here, so maybe I'm wrong here.
I believe the scientific point of view would be that it would be dependent on genetic predispositions, on your inheritance, your genes. So it would be dependent arising on what you inherited from your parents.
Can I say again?
I think the scientific view is that it would be dependent on the inheritance that you receive from your parents and their prior generations. Genetic.
Even the eye.
Yes.
The eye.
Yes. The what's called the I. The consciousness is what they would refer to it as.
Okay. Camera pants. The consciousness came from parents? Yes. Consciousness came from the parents?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And is also dependent...
The consciousness that parents... It was parents' consciousness before?
No, it's that it comes from the genetics of the parents and also from the environment, is the conventional scientific view.
Okay. What about my mother? My mother was nun, ordained by his own Ling Rinpoche. His own Dharma, or elder teacher, with the Atta was in Sanghas in a long time ago. So she passed away. And you see, during her lifetime in Solukhumbu, in the old times, we didn't have any shops. We didn't have shops to buy even needle. Needle has come from very far to buy. And spoons, and we didn't have any shops to buy things. So spoons are very precious. Spoons have got very precious, and the needles are. And so the, clothing has plastic buttons, and it got very precious in the old time in Himalaya Mountain, Solukhumbu. So my mother, she had a shirt with the plastic buttons. And during my mother's time, it was taken out put in plastic, put in the glass, a glass bottle, or the plastic buttons. During my mother's time. And then, when my mother was reincarnated, close nearby place called the where the cave that I go sometimes. So supposed to be, but I don't remember. And supposed to be my past life, the cave. I think 3 lamas or 6 lamas, I'm not sure, recommended and through observation, the last one, Deputy Trishi Rinpoche, the head lama, Nyingma, so that I was the reincarnation of that, and that was one way of checking, and so what happened? So anyway, what was that? Yeah, I got lost. I was going to tell my mother, then I suddenly came out in there, so I got lost. So. So I was talking about Solukumbu near Mount Everest, and so the cave, yeah, I was talking about the place. So maybe a half mile, something from Laudo, from where the, stay in the cave, you know, from there. So half miles, more than half miles, something. So Ganuba, that's one hermitage. Great yogi lived there in the past, in Nyingma tradition. So there's also one cave there. So Lama, as a major Lama, is not a monk, lived there. His son has got my mother's reincarnated to his son. Were checked by other monks who you call a fortune teller or who does observation, divinations, and but the main thing is Gyabje Trishi Rinpoche, the great lama did the checking and then he told us my mother's incarnation. So anyway, so one thing is after the incarnation was, we enthroned at Kapan Monastery in Nepal, there were 300 monks and maybe now, 400 nuns, or less than 400 nuns, something. So that time I don't know how many, so we enthroned, celebration there, and he was 4 years old. At that time, the amazing. Whatever he says, whatever he says, so sweet. It's so sweet. Something so sweet. Doesn't matter whatever he says. I want to hear the next. I want to hear just whatever that he says. The next, you know, something like that. Incredible that his voice has, like that feeling, like that towards me. I want to hear the next. And he says, oh, I have to wait, you know, to hear the next. So like that. After he was enthroned, then he went back to Solukhumbu. Sherpa, you know, come to the Solukhumbu, you know,
where the people climb the mount, everything is died, it is dead. How many?
16.
Ah, 16, yeah. So anyway, those from places around where I was born, around those places. So, so he came to Lado. And then my sister was nun. My sister made a shirt for him. He was small, and was used by my mother's buttons collecting the bottle. And my sister used to make sure and dress him. Oh, sir, oh, these are my buttons. He said, sir, these are my buttons. He remember. And the past life, she collected in a small bottle. can remember the animals we had. Yeah, the deer, the produce milk deer, the cows, and died in skins and skins you use, and can so sad. They can remember the animals and the other family members can remember. Our family members, not only family members, but even two nuns at the Gabon helped my mother to go round the Buddha stupa, big stupa in Nepal, Kathmandu. When she was a Gabon monk, she went round the stupa every day, almost every day. So the two nuns who were Gabon monks helping, when she incarnation met these two nuns, feel close, and do not shy, feel close, and the rest people, they shy. Like that. My mother's best friend, Angpura, Shepra Angpura in Kathmandu, he and my brother Sangji, they went mountain to the mountains to see my mother's incarnation. My mother's incarnation had been waiting a long time. So they went, Laudo, name of the cave is Laudo. Where I go sometimes, So the Angpurwa is my mother's best friend, because very kind person. He helps many people in the country, in the Shaba country, and in Tame. And so, now he's in New York, New York now. But, he went up there, as soon as he arrived, at their house, at the incarnation's house. As soon as they arrived, immediately his name, Angpurwa. Angpurwa, please say. So his mother, incarnation's mother, was offering immediately wine or tea, something like that. My mother's incarnation immediately remember his name, Angpurwa, and said, please have drink. Immediately Angpurwa grabbed my mother's incarnation, grabbed on his lap, and then the Angpurwa cried so much, because the incarnation can remember his name, can recognize. Also cried so much by carrying the incarnation in the lab. So there's some amazing things that happened. My mother's incarnation, when he was enthroned in Laudo, when he was invited, all the people inside Gomba, and when he was invited, he offered Katha to his own throne. Like, so he paid the homage. Then while I was sitting low throne, so he paid homage to that. Then went up to the altar. He paid homage that like exactly how my mother used to do every day in the past. So he did exactly the same, and they went around the monastery, the whole Gomba, seven times. My mother used that. So the incarnation did the same, exactly the same, went around after that. So, like that. That much is enough. So, did very much like how mother, how my mother used to do, exactly the same. So remember very clearly all those. And then in each time when he comes to the house, he look for things that belong to my mother, until he find, he look for in the room, or like that. They pray, we have prayer bowl, they grab the prayer bowl over, he always over cut out or grab the prayer bowl, my mother's prayer bowl, long, which I, first prayer bowl we made, I think for my mother to turn on the, while she was sitting on the bed. So, in the case of myself, in the case of myself, many other Ingat Lamas who can remember their past lives, they can see others' past lives. But I'm not in that level of mind. But what I believe is that when I do meditation, certain experiences, certain things, that I believe that because in the past life I did the practice. Sign of that. On that, that one I can tell, but my level of mind is low, so there are other lamas who can remember, my root guru, Tepje Chichanabuche, can remember his past life monastery, garden, Tushita, garden in Tibet. He can remember, he can see. He hasn't been there, but he can remember. Oh, so anyway, without talking much, why my mother could remember all the families and those things, recognizes them, because my mother past life, she recited Om Mani Padme Hum 50,000 times a day. 50,000 times a day. And the year that she's going to pass away in South India, Sarnath, she said she was a kapan for 1 month or sometimes. So she, after, she said, well, she used to recite 50,000 Om Mani Padme Hum, but now can't recite that much. And she go upstairs, then she close the eyes, then she chant without wanting mind, like that. She can't read the alphabet. She hasn't learned. She did not learn. She can't read. But she had compassion 100 times more than I did. Even though I can read, I can speak a little bit, but she has compassion. She can't read anything, but she has compassion to others 100 times more than I did. That much, so much more. So like that. And when she was Dhamsara, Tushita, so we had breakfast, you know, the pancakes in the morning breakfast. So she could have, and she eat half on the
kasa in the pocket, you know. And then she carried it down, go round the his owner's palace, where his owner lives, you know, his owner's palace, the monastery, you know, the many holy objects. So go round, you can go round the mountain to purify the mind, to collect the essence of merit. So there were beggars on the road. So she take the half and didn't eat, then put it in the pocket, then give the beggars. Of course, half this much, you know, can't share the beggars. You know, you have to give one beggar, but no, cannot be shared. So she do like that. So that is, she used to say 50,000 times, Om Mani Padme Hum. So, she can remember her past life, so many things can remember, is because such Om Mani Padme Hum has, you know, for example, you see, how many atoms this table has. You know, that many atoms, like example, no? Om Mani Padme Hum has benefits, you know, the number of atoms in the ocean can be counted, but benefits cannot be even Buddha, even past, present, future Buddha cannot see the, finish explaining the benefits. Sand grains, sand grains can be counted, but benefits numberless cannot be counted. So anyway, that's the unbelievable, even research on Mani Padme Hum, especially with bodhicitta, ultimate good heart, and benefiting all sentient beings, the modern skies of benefits you collect. So therefore, benefit, I'll give you an example, for example, how many atoms this table has. But that's, she can remember a past life, all this, and that's a small, this is like one atom from this big table, from this table with many atoms, or the small part of that benefit, like small part of this table, or like that. She can remember power. She can remember the families and many things, all those things, all like that. So there's the infinite benefits, the Om Mani Padme Hum. That benefit she can remember come from that. So then also she was ordained, she was nun. So, like that. But the incarnation, somehow we didn't have parents and, as we didn't have much good karma, so passed away when he was young. So like that. But if the incarnation was that in the good hand, could be unbelievable, can be beneficial as a practitioner, very good lama, sort of that. So I think sorry, time's gone. I'm supposed to explain the verses. So I just read, I just do the room, and I do the room in English. Yeah, buddy. I had big book, this much like dictionary, one professor, American professor, I think, went in the world, not Tibet, the Kata Middle part or England, I don't know, many countries went and did research. Young people can remember past life, old people can remember past life, most young people, I think. So he made a book, a big thick book, but I haven't read thick book, a couple of libraries. So I had, many years ago, I got, he sent, I don't know who, I don't remember the person, but I think he, maybe he sent, or, yeah, I got one book, so like that. So anyway, through ordinary clairvoyance, can remember, can read, can see others. But especially through meditation, samatha is the main one. There are causes the clairvoyance. Lama Adish I mentioned in the Lame of the Past Enlightenment. Six yogas Naropa also that causes clairvoyance of those who understand past Vrita. Through those then real clairvoyance, I can see, I can remember past, I can see future. Especially through meditation, more the mind become clean and purified and more pacified and more like that. More subdued, more purified, they able to see, like the water with a lot of dirt, you know, at the beginning, and then later become very transparent. Oh, like that. The warm of the mind becomes so clear, pacified, purified. Oh, like that. Then can see the past and future, all like that. So the mind is, because it's obscured, we are sending here. When the obscurity is gone, we are Buddha. So like that. So is it dependent. So I do read, I do all transmission of the verse, okay? So I didn't get that to do. The commentary of the so very basic thing is the reason to cherish others. Why? I explained this morning. That's the most important to understand how to live the life, the basic reason. So however, on that morning when I explained, then all this practice on that. All these are practiced on that basis. So like that. So the, Kadama Geshe Chekawa, I'm not sure the name today. The composer is Walang Jitangba, do you think? There's a word from Nagarjuna, Dredunga Kanji, Tugundawa, Minji, Tagetigeti, Sabatinishin. Whatever suffering that sentient beings have, may it be happened only. Whatever sufferings, happiness, virtue I have collected, may it be experienced to others. That then practicing found extremely beneficial I think the adverse is extremely beneficial there. I think the Masukatam Kishakawa, I think, found very beneficial when others badly treat you, abuse you, badly treat you, when you don't find trouble in town, when you don't find lodging place or something. So that, when there's a problem, then found so beneficial these adverses and something like that, the story. Then look for the basic teaching, then basic teaching, found what Nagarjuna said. And then, this is, generally how to live the life. Two main practices is the bodhicitta, gunza chanjo sem. And the truthful all-seeing mind, the bodhicitta, and the absolute bodhicitta, the two bodhicittas, to be free from oceans of samsara suffering, to be free from oceans of samsara suffering yourself, and to cause others from that, and then bodhicitta yourself to achieve enlightenment, and cause other sentiments to achieve enlightenment. So this. The main thing is that, how to live the life in Dharma. And the problems everyday life, or the, how to make it, how to transform into happiness, how to, the problem and how to utilize to achieve a, pillars, instead of omniscient mind, instead of the pillars happiness, not just temporal happiness or next life, not the, but the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, oceans of samsara suffering, not that. Other pillars happiness, instead of omniscient mind. Oh, what do you mean? For sentient beings. It means to transform the problem that you encounter and to transform into the kasak, the sentient beings to be free from oceans of samsara suffering and to bring to peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, all that. So, how to deal with it, especially when you encounter problems, how to deal with that. This adverses contains very profound meaning. I read that. Determined, there I received from His Honorable Dalai Lama, I think quite a few times, also from other lamas, as the lineage of this oral transmission. So the purpose of my life is not just to achieve happiness for myself, not just that. You see, numberless sentient beings. To be free from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring in the peerless happiness, the total illumination, elimination of obscurations, and completion of all the realizations. Therefore, I must achieve it. For that reason, for that success, I must achieve the state of omniscient mind.
Therefore, then I must actualize the path to enlightenment. It doesn't happen just only praying or just doesn't happen like that automatically. So I need to actualize path. So therefore, take the all transmission of this to benefit for the reason until the all transmission of the this thought transformation practice best time. In other words, if I say into Western term, it's best psychology. Also like that. Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings, who are more precious than a wishful jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. So this is the basis of all other practice. So basically I mentioned this morning, but this one very important to understand, and this one I think so important, one first. Which grand jewel
is only the universal kings or those certain bodhisattvas they used to get from the ocean, from Pacific Ocean. Something very rare than or diamond or sapphire or any so much more rare than that, than those things. So you collect from it was Buddha's relics before, much before the Buddha's relics from the world. And then by going in the ocean, it becomes rich ground Juleta. So that is cleaned three ways. Last one, the smell. So then, cleaned. And so then you put on the top of the banner on the 15th, day, on the auspicious 15th day, then you, pray. But of course, person who owns the wish grand jewel is unbelievable, Mary collected. Do that, then he was, is able to have this wish grand jewel. Otherwise not. Without so much unbelievable, Mary without collection cannot find. So, Not everybody win the millions of lottery. Not everybody win the millions of dollars, the billions of dollars from lottery. Not everybody. It's only a certain person who has that married that somebody married that married rabbit. If it's very simple people, very poor people, very simple people, but it's on the day when there's a rabbit, there's a common rabbit, on the person who wins them million dollars of a lottery, or similar now, to get the idea, person has so much merit to collect. About the merit, good karma is not yet scientific, not mentioned yet. One day they will come closer. The scientific is becoming closer to Buddhism the scientist before I mentioned. Yes, or like that. Is becoming now, I hope one day that they discover marriage, need of marriage, the purification, all those things, the ultimate answer,
For example, many problems happen in America. So many killing, children killing, many people happened again, 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 and then old person killing, so many times it happens, but the people don't see, and what's his name, and the man, the gentleman, huh? What? Yes. Yes. And this Cuba, he knows the people, the common people don't answer for that. When the problem happens, they cannot explain. He knows that. But he wanted so much to know. But ordinary people cannot, ordinary people cannot explain. So he asked, why is it happening? But I know you, I don't have an answer. What's happening? He was asking like that. Well, he knows the, no answer, but he was, but he would, so anyway, it's like that. What I'm saying, oh God, I forgot now. purification, scientifically, to know purification, there is a method. You can purify the karma, all this is a result of negative karma of the people who are shooting, children who are shooting, and children who, people who get killed, their karma, happened that day. You can purify the karma, and before it's happening, you can purify the karma, to really come to know this point. So one day it comes to that level. So anyway, what Buddha has explained, the omniscient one explained. So the wish fulfillment you put in the banner, then you, whatever you pray needs for this life, temporary needs for this life, you know, comfort for this life, needs for this life, you know, for your life, for others, so the, whatever you pray, it get like Sai Baba does like this, then he gives a golden chains or watch or something to the people, even to the monks, you know, from ceremony. South India, a Tibetan monastery, the monks went to do puja, and then he gives chingo, not every monk, but, the elder monk, gold chain or something, you know, he does like this, and he does. So, also Sai Baba has his own merit, that, not that they take away the home that disappear like black magic to the, it happens sometimes, you know, you see, ₹1,000 or something, and one day when you go to, when you arrive at home, it's gone, there's nothing, you know, a hallucination, no, none of that. But there's the materials, you have a long time, you know, so, so in the, his own, also his Sai Baba's marriage, so the wishing on jewel, so the marriage pleasure, so able that wish can do. So praying, then, whatever you pray material needs for this life, yours for others, then it happens, suddenly, cars and TV or apartment or just anything, whatever, just happens like that, that through their power. So you can't have kaza. The higher birth, the way human being next life, and purify the naked karma, cause of the law, rankin in the hell, hunger ghosts, animal realms, consciousness, rankin, purify the naked karma, that doesn't happen with that.
So, you cherish others. Cherish the other sentient being. Cherish the other sentient being. I was talking this morning, even one sentient being. You know how I said, so most important, precious, kind, most kind, most dear, most precious, which can do for you. So like that, so from that sentient being, by cherishing, from that sentient being, you achieve the higher birth. Human being, deva, even pure land, you're able to born pure land Buddha, from that, you see, from that sentient being, from the Buddha cherishing there, from that good heart. But that doesn't happen from which grand jewel, which grand cannot give that. And then, now the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, you can't get from which grand jewel, but by cherishing a sentient being, cherishing a sentient being, from the sentient being, you can get, achieve the ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of samsara suffering forever. Not going down after some time, like taking drugs, then high, then go down, no, like that. Forever. So you achieve that from the sentient being. You have a genuine good heart, cherishing them, then from the sentient being is that. But which cannot do that. Cherish the sentient being, from that then you achieve full enlightenment. State of peerless happiness, state of omniscient mind, total elimination of the obscuration and completion of all the realizations. You can achieve that. You can achieve that. From your good heart, cherishing and the sentient being, gives you that. The sentient being whom you cherish, gives you that. Peerless happiness, the Buddhahood, omniscient mind, gives you that. So, but which grand jewel, cannot do that, because you can't, which grand jewel doesn't have mind, doesn't have suffering, but sentient being has a mind, has a suffering, so general compassion, as cherish as Buddhicitta, or then gives you, then you can get enlightenment. The sentient being, cherishing Buddhicitta and the sentient being is so unbelievable. Precious, all like that. So what will give you ocean is only the needs of this life. That's all. But even that, by cherishing your good heart, cherishing sentient being, your compassion, your bodhicitta, cherishing sentient being, all the from this sentient being, from your good heart, cherishing, all the get even the needs of this life, from that. So therefore the sentient being is much precious. So then, with that thought, then with your body, spirit, mind, serve the sentient being. So that is the ultimate practice. To free from the problems and to cause happiness, ultimately to bring the enlightenment. So that, in short, both the, there's the last, determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than the, who are more precious than a wishful jewel. I shall hold him most dear at all times. When in the company of others, I shall always consider myself the lost of all, and from the depth of my heart, hold others dear and supreme. There should be where Kandu, Sudan, Dobe, Zeta, Nikune, Medaji, Shela, Saba, Taba, Chuta, Jeba, Zamba, Kandus. Where and, should be not when, where. Where, Kandu, Sudan, Dobe, when in the company of others, yeah. Where, the company of any others, anybody, I shall also always consider myself the lowest of all, and from the depth of my heart, all others dear and supreme. Okay, then. Vigilant, the moment a delusion appears in my mind, intentionally myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without delay. Okay. Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed, so people that just two, three words. The antidote to ignorance and ignorance holding the eye, aggregates, phenomena, holding real, apprehending real, is that bit real, which never happened that way, which never exists in reality, totally empty of that. So this real I which never exists from beginning, or then never existed even for 1 second, but appeared to our mind the wrong way and apprehended to the wrong. And then for this real I, believe the real I there, even though you can't find from tip of the hairs down the toes, no, if you check, no way you can find at all. Believing it exists in this body or in the chest or something like that, and then live the life from birth. I'm just talking this life, without talking life before, but birth, from birth to death, after death, even death, with the body, and you do everything to achieve happiness for this eye which is inside the chest or somewhere, real eye, But happiness, rich happiness for this eye, to free this eye from suffering, to not have a suffering problem. And so you dedicate your body, spirit, mind, everything. Somebody blames you, or then you put in the court, you spend thousands, $1 million, and you put in the prison, and then you kill somebody you don't like, you kill them, and you have power, you kill millions of people in the world, you have power to get happiness for this eye, but this eye could not find that. But this eye could not find happiness, rich happiness for this eye, to this eye to win, but this eye is not, this real eye could not find that. Doesn't exist at all inside this body, in the chest. Nowhere. If you look for it, can't find anywhere. Neither inside, nor outside, nowhere it exists. At all. Complete at all. But you, not analyzing, believing there in the body, then you do everything about the body, spirit, mind, day and night, everything. Oh, this has killing many people, that's stealing water, or whatever, you know, harm to others, to win, to get happiness, to harm, and well, you know, laws, to give the laws to others, to win, so much, studying college, university, so much, marriage, children, and the whole story, for this eye, to get happiness for this eye. And to not suffer, to not get suffer. Happiness for that. But this eye is not there. Could not find in the hospital do operations, or the body cannot find. So that you see, so it's very interesting. But dedicate your whole life for that. But it's not there. So it's very interesting. That's one of the important meditation in Tibetan Buddhism. So what Buddha explained, to be free from oceans of samsara suffering, liberate yourself, the meditation on that, to realize the emptiness and to develop the wisdom. And then that wisdom, has eradicated the, eradicate directly the delusion, remove the seed of delusion, then you're free, become free from oceans or something, so on like that. So, anyway, ignorance, then meditation, thinking emptiness, or dependent arising, so forth, or things like that. Then the ignorance, what's the Dharma wisdom? Then the attachment, for example, the body, the attachment to the body. You think of the inside, the skeleton or the flesh, and a piece of flesh, and wrapped with the muscles, whatever, veins, and all that, covered by skin, covered by skin, so like that. So you look inside, and then that's the object for attachment or not. So without skin, you put the skeleton here, you put the flesh here, put blood here, then you check whether the attachment, do you good attachment or not. Then the skin, put the skin somewhere else, and then you kept your kuna lama rambhacha benchon, grip it, so on, So even the skin, put all the skin, and then if the skin you put, if you put the magnifying glass, the skin is not skin. Even the skin is beauty. That's gone. There's a, like a mountain, you know, like a mountain. Many pores, you know, mountains like that. If you look at me. You know, so anyway, that's the object to attach to. Then, if you think, outside make up colors or whatever. So then you see, if you not watch this, smell all the things, so that attachment, so I can think like that, the Nagarjuna explains 66 or impurities also so forth or to control attachment and the attachment goes away and so then the ordinary people know don't think that. So then the relationship problem. Then it causes the family problem, relationship problem. The relationship doesn't last. Then the husband become enemy each other. Not enemy outside, but so much problem. The court cases about this. So what about that? Then practice patience so important. Even non-believer, you need a relationship to last long time. Harmonious, you need harmonious in family, in a relationship, your husband, your wife, your children. So therefore you need to practice patience if you want to have a relationship last longer, the happiness, you know. And you need to practice patience. Like that. So there's six different ways to maintain patience and the Kadamba Geshe's the collections of advices and your mind created bad and good, and appeared bad and good, and then you get angry and you get attachment, all that. And so it's your mind creation, and so like that. It's mentioned, it's one of the techniques. Somebody beat you with sticks, you know. Somebody beat you with the sticks, you get angry at the person, but you don't get angry at the stick, and you get angry at the person, and there's no reason to get angry at the person, the same thing, persons like the sticks, you know. Because person use a stick to hit you, so because that stick doesn't mind, so you don't angry to the stick. So now the person is also similar as a stick, because person is used by the delusion, but person is used by the delusion, so person has no choice. And so you practice patience, and you practice compassion, you practice patience, to the, so he or she is controlled by anger, so the anger, so teach like that. So, so person has a choice, so you practice compassion or patience, or so forth like that. So the, next one. Whenever I see beings, there are so many methods, so I stop there. Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature, who are wicked in nature, and overwhelmed by violent negative actions and suffering, I shall hold such a realm, who are wicked in nature, and I mean, so somebody unbelievable selfish, unbelievable angry, impatient, you know, so selfish, all like that. Unbelievable attached, unbelievable, all that ignorance, all of the, and overwhelmed by violent negative actions and suffering, I shall hold such a rare ones dear. So they, then heavy negative karma, then, creating heavy negative karma, like the, tamanga, the life without break, then, heavy negative karma to be born in the lost or hot hell, intermediate eon, intermediate eon, so, like that, heavy snakes karma, killing father, mother, arahata, cause blood Buddha, causing dissent among the sanghas, so, the example. Rising heresy, anger towards guru, or criticizing guru, break samaya with guru, abandon holy dharma, so many, then suffering very heavy sicknesses, very, very heavy, sicknesses and contagious, or a bit the leprosy or something like that. I shall hold such rare ones dear, as if I had found a precious treasure. Then that is, you see, I'll give one example. That is enough. In the past, Udi is, in India, there's a West Bengal, there's a place called Udi, you know, caves in the mountains. So each year, Bombay, so many people go the festival, special day. From Baksa, monks of my teacher who look after me in Baksa went. To see those caves. And then, some monks, they want to go, the leader of the puja, Unze, of the Namjil monastery, his own monastery, went there, and he hear, from the cave, the music, religious music, tunes, music in the cave, he can hear. So like that. And then he taught the monks, the monastery. It's called Udi. Nagojo Baba, great yogi Nagojo Baba, went there, came before, great yogi Nagojo Baba, came before, yogi of Hiruga. But there was one lady, totally, you know, the leprosy disease and pus came out and, something like that, much suffering, she asked, she was waiting, she asked, please take me other side river, and he didn't bother, he went straight.
And later on, his disciple Getsu Tsumbuwa came, and Getsu Tsumbuwa saw this lady, and she asked the same thing, please carry me to other side. Then Getsu Tsumbuwa got unbelievable compassion. So much compassion. So monk cannot touch gentle woman, but but he got humble compassion to her. So immediately, without feeling dirty, you know, without feeling dirty and shy, he just immediately grabbed her, carried her backside. He carried her backside, his manga. And then he carried in the river, and the middle of the river, when he reached the middle of the river, she is no longer dead. She transformed. Dojepamo, deity. Enlightened deity, and then she took him, the Getsu monk, took him without need to die, she took him with his body to the pure land, and Vajrayogini pure land. Then there, you become enlightened. Once you're born there, you become enlightened. So she was the Dojapamo. But the monk, due to his karma, negative karma, the karma obscuration, could not see deity, could not see enlightened being, So only ordinary, very some unbelievable, most unbelievable, terrible, most suffering being he see, because his mind obscured by karma. By negative karma. Oh, ordinary being. It's enlightened being, no suffering at all. But, suffering being. So, as he carried with so much compassion, he dedicated himself, carried her on backside. Oh, then his negative karma purified during that time. Even didn't cross the whole river, but in the middle of the river, his negative karma obscuration purified, because purified, now he is the actual enlightened being, as it was, as the old being, but could not see before, now he can see enlightened being, Dojapamo, and Dojapamo threw him to pure land in that life, and become enlightened. Oh, like that. So now here, because of the suffering, so much suffering, and then he generated so unbelievable, so strong compassion. As a result, then he carried, he carried without shy, without putting dirt, you know, dirt. Then you see the result, what happened? He went able to go to Pure Land without any die. And they become pure land, and they become enlightened. That story, you see. So therefore, he's seeing the suffering being, is so precious. So therefore, they're seeing the suffering being so, more than treasure, more than gold, diamond, more precious than skies of diamond, more skies of which grand jewel, more so precious, you know, so that giving enlightenment in their life, when the pure, brought pure land, able to generate compassion. So what makes us treat people from samsara quickly, and what makes us treat enlightenment quickly? Oh, that is how much we can generate compassion, even one sentient being. Forget about numberless sentient beings, even to one insect, to one person, to one sentient, how much you can develop compassion. Depends on that. That's the main answer. So the treasure is there. Why it is precious treasure? The
this person, the being, not only human being, but who are, so wicked nature, and there's so much suffering, and so much negative action with it. Watch with seeing that is great treasure of the like treasure of the as if I found the treasure treasure of the on that the example I gave the much more than treasure letters. Okay. When the outer so therefore much gentle compassion, the point is that. Oh, much general, strong compassion. So that's one. One out of envy, others mistreat me with abuse, insult, or the like. I shall accept defeat and offer the victory to others. I don't know. When you lead country, for example, president, or something like that, then it's different. That is different. But this is mainly practice yourself. So it's like this. Mahayana. This practice of Buddhism, Mahayana, this is what Kitchen, San Francis, this is what he practices, what he advises. So he asked his disciple to criticize him because he didn't like praise, he liked to be criticized. He asked his disciple to criticize. His disciple could never criticize, only praise. He could not find a way to criticize. And so, but he liked to be criticized. So the Gautama Geshe, Tibetan, Gautama Geshe and San Francisco is similar. San Francisco is not San Francisco, there's a city. San Francisco is a great Bodhisattva. San Francisco statues and Kapan, his statues. He's a Bodhisattva. San Francisco, San Francisco. As I mentioned to you, this is very important. Otherwise, people are they're crazy. This world people don't do that. This world people, you try to win and give loss to others. It's totally crazy. You know what they think like that? The Tibetan monks and so on. This here. So here you have to think karma. Even somebody blame you, even somebody was, even you didn't do, somebody blame you, then you take the laws. You don't say, I'm not me, this is him, or this is her, or something. Then you see, you get the laws to others, you take the wind to yourself, and the laws to others. Then what happened, when you take the loss to yourself, or the loss, when you give the loss to others, the win to yourself, then what happens is that is done with the self-chasing thought, of course. And then what happens is that in the future, next future, and hundreds, thousands, millions, lifetimes, then you will suffer. We will experience loss. Loss for a long time, many lives, hundreds of thousands, millions of lifetimes, you experience loss. And you experience loss, you don't win. So that's what happens. That's what you experience in the future. So therefore, that's the coming result. So you offer now the you offer you offer the you take the loss upon yourself, you know, you take the blame yourself, and you offer the victory to others. All the, by doing that, as I explained this morning, oh, on that, you see, cherishing that sentence being most kind, most dear, most precious, or then you take the loss and offer the victory to the other person, other sentient being. So by doing that, that's good karma. Then by doing that, Dikasara, 100,000, million lifetimes, then you see, you will win a victory. You will win victory, so many lifetimes. So the, result of that good karma. So that is the real, this is the, when you offer victory to the Lord yourself, you know, being humble, like the second verse, being humble, serious, sincerely humble, offer the victory. Oh, that is real victory. Look for ordinary people in the world who don't know, looks like, oh, he's stupid, he drew the loss of victory to others. Oh, he's so stupid, what? But this person is real who got the victory. And real victory goes, a victory to many lifetimes. Hundreds of thousands, millions of times of victory. Oh, so much success, your wishes. Oh, that happens. Oh, so this life is very short. A few months, not sure we can say, can anything, any day and night, any time we can die. Anything, something can happen, die. So like that happens all the time, every day to others. So like that. So that's why His Holiness, Dalai Lama, for Tibet, that's why he didn't want to fight the man in China. Didn't want to fight the ordinary world does. Oh, war, this. You know, didn't want to ask to other countries to fight. He wanted to peace. He wanted to go to true peace. But Tibet, the young people who don't know much Dharma, much karma, so they want to fight. That's, you see, that he's only want to go in peace. You know, about the case of even Tibet, you know, lost country, destroyed all so much of the monasteries, well, killed and all. But, you see, so peace, in peace, you know, to get freedom, you know, peace, in a peaceful way. So like that, the reason why he's only doing that. Consent? So like that. So we can understand about karma. Make war, kill others. Sorry, I must read this one. I'm sorry. There's one word. Don't have much to say. To finish. Nagarjuna said, 其实最善其实最善장呢 다워세바 민주지 然而托尼세나 되니 단 근세인 or this must learn 나가주나 said 네 공부 나가주나 공부를 주 아 세비 나가주나 said the Indian great pundit you propagated the propagated the right view, managed the right view, the tower, in the world. Oh, the, even if you killed with harm, you know, by harming, even you killed by harm, but your enemy doesn't finish. But by killing others, you are constantly enemy, and enemy even more and more enemies. You have like more and more enemies, you know. Being killed one person, the all the family become enemy, your enemy. The all the friends become your enemy. Then, if you're not a country, the whole country become your enemy. It's like that. So, by harm you kill somebody, the enemy, outside enemy, will never finish, it will never end. If you killed your anger, if you killed your anger, then it's like all the enemy in the world are killed. You understand? If you killed one, your anger, if you killed your anger, means eliminate your anger. You know, cease your anger, practice patience, don't know anger, or cease your anger, you know, by realizing emptiness, by mental emptiness, realize emptiness, then cease the delusion, to cease the delusion, so anger, you know, or through practice patience, anger eliminated by present day. Oh, by killing the anger, by killing the anger, then all the enemy in the world are killed. Like killed. Do you have no enemy in the world? Oh, you understand? Oh, the, oh so that, the, oh, the, yeah, oh, like that. Oh, the, otherwise, outside enemy, by killing, killing, no end. So, then there's a next life, the curse, karma, next life. This man, which country was, in America some years ago, last year, this man suddenly, it was normal person, they checked, and it was normal person, it was not crazy person, it was not person doing strange things, it was normal person, but suddenly changed, and he shot many people, suddenly changed, like that. And that's because the karma is not purified, because in the past, and those people who are killed by him, killed him in the past. So the result of the karma not purified, and then the karma happened, this life, he killed him. So there's a karma involved of both, so like that. So there's a result of passing the karma. So there's a, then by killing, that goes on like that. One someone whom I benefited, in whom I have great hopes, gives me terrible harm, I shall regard that person as well, my holy guru. In short, both directly and indirectly, do I offer, in short, both directly or and indirectly, indirectly means by thinking. So for example, in the road, you know, in the road when you go, there's for example, India, here maybe you don't see, maybe in the village, but in India there's animals and the cows and the animals have to pull a very heavy the cottage carrier, but poor, so heavy and there's so much suffering. So then you see like that, you take the suffering, you visualize, you take the suffering and the cause of suffering, so in yourself, impossible, then destroy yourself, taking thought from where the suffering comes, and your suffering comes, and this destroy the self taking thought, and then you give your happiness, made it all to that animal who is suffering so much, or like that, then pray for the animal, like that, or the oh, like that, or the person, somebody suffering so much, the person there, then you do, at least what you can do, don't let anger, take their sufferings and cause suffering, then you give your happiness, marriage, or other, or don't, you don't let on like that, somebody you can help, you actually help. You know, give money, give food, whatever, how you can do, do it directly. If something's not directly, then you visualize, you know, do something. So, for example, like that. This is just an example. I mean, they have to similar to many other. Oh, so, I'm just giving you an example. Undefiled, by the stance of the superstitious of the eight-old concept. Teda kunjang chuye chi tokbe te me mamba chi. Chukun jumal shibe le shimi chungwa letro shows. Undefiled by the stance of the superstition of the eight-old concept. May I by perceiving all the phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment. So eight-year-old concern, there's a black eight-year-old concern, comfort, attachment to comfort, you know? Attachment to comfort, then, no comfort, then unhappy, dislike, life is up and down, you know? Because that makes attachment to comfort, then life up, then the, no comfort, then life, then unhappy, then life is down. So then, when there's many people talk about good things about you, places, many people in the country village or talking about good things, praising you, then attachment to that. And then, when there's no reputation, and then, your life is down, unhappy, dislike that, unhappy. So dislike the discomfort, people that praise you, dislike that, life is down, ups and downs, then, somebody praise you, then there's attachment, like, then dislike, when there's no praise, criticize, dislike, then life is down, and then, so I was down. Then, material gifts, like birthday present, or like the gift, and the gift, and then like, and then, attachment, like. Then when there's no, when the birth says there's no gift, things like, example, that is, they just like, unhappy, life down. So, there's an example. So there's attachment to those four things, desire, object, so four opposite ones, no discomfort, no praise, no criticism, no praise, and then no material gift, then you dislike, you know, unhappiness, all the life up and down. That's because you have attachment towards the four desirable objects. So because of that, and then you have dislike. If there's no attachment to those, then you have no dislike in those four things. And then those two, four desirable objects, four non-desirable, those the four things are equalized, as Nagarjuna said, equalized, and then equalized, then you are totally free person. You are free for all the dharmas. You are pure, totally pure practitioner in this life. Yeah? Like that, you see. So your mind controls all dharmas, so you're totally in a satisfaction, inner happiness, great inner happiness, satisfaction. So I have a label in my in the car, you know, the car. So I thought that's very important. I have a label in the front of the car. So what does the car says? Car says, you know, avoiding desire, achieving satisfaction, happiness. Avoiding desire is achieving. Can you remember? So, car's upset. Avoiding desire is gaining satisfaction, happiness, inner happiness. All the car mentioned. And I think some people read that, but they don't, maybe not taking time to think. So, but that's the most important, or that is the most important subject in the world. Answer: how do you achieve happiness? Most people in the world try to achieve happiness from outside, so don't get satisfaction. Happiness is not increasing from outside. There's happiness not increasing. It's not looking, not increasing, and can never find satisfaction. Oh, there's big suffering. So here, letting go desire. Is gaining inner happiness, satisfaction. So that's both are suffering here. Poor desirable object, you have attachment. So that's why then you have up down, life being down. Then poor undesirable object, then there's suffering. So both are lives. So this is what, if you don't practice Dharma, this is what a basic suffering life is. This, you are living life with suffering like that. So this is what is suffering in the world. Are the people, ordinary people, who don't Dharma, who don't pray. So that's from, no, that's the black world, actual Dharma. Then the Michu Ajol Dharma is with the self-chasing thought. With the self-chasing thought, during the Buddha's event, with the self-chasing thought, Michu Ajol Dharma. Then with the, because of ignorance, the ignorance holding the eye against so forth, you see, while there's no real eye, real against the real phenomena, nothing, while it's actually empty forever, it has been, and was totally empty. then you have a hallucination that appeared real and believe real. So it's totally like dream, like illusion, like mirage. So ignorance, holding that's real. While it's not, then holding the real, holy Dharma. During the activities with that, and what holy Dharma. So without those three types of holy Dharma, The other one is kaza. Other one is Tenjung Trabe Taji. Tenjung Trabe Taji. So the extreme extreme of the creativity, extreme of the creativity, the eight. Gava meva, je meva, chebe meva, tang meva, wa meva, dwa meva, tatu dwa meva, tenji me. Dwa ni shi dema, dwa sanji. Sabe sanji kala. Dwa dwa dwa. So, gava meva, je meva, chebe meva, gava meva, so, no cessation, no birth, so you ate, there's a cessation, there's a birth, you know, there's a cessation, there's a birth, but there's no truly existing cessation, there's no truly existing birth. So, there's no extreme, there's no extreme, no, there's no nihilism, there's no eternalism. There's no nihilism, there's no eternalism, no nihilism, no eternalism. But also the, so there's no, like, there's no cessation of mind, you know, reincarnation, mind, reincarnation of the karma, reincarnation, the cessation of that, nihilistic of that. Tapa meva, there's no I which is permanent. There's no I which is permanent, you know. can think. There's no nihilism, there's no eternalism. Tapa meva, whameva, there's no truly existent going. One ever, drama. There's no true existence going. There's no true existence coming. There's no true existence going. There's no true existence coming. One ever, drama. That's just a minute, Jimmy. So the for example, the I is not one with aggregates, neither that, nor I exist separately from aggregates. Neither the I is one with aggregates, nor exists separately from aggregates. So this eighth world dharma also relate to the emptiness. So Tenjutrabe Taji is the extreme of the creativity, the real, see, believing things real while it's not. Then may I, by perceiving all the phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment. Chugun juma shibe lu, shime chingwa letu shu. So, chukun chima shiva lue, by perceiving all the phenomena as soon as they release from the bondage of attachment or clinging. So all the the eye, action, object, all the phenomena, the eye, action, object, all the phenomena, how they exist is how they exist. I'm not saying they don't exist. They exist. Exist the most subtle way. Exist a mere name. Mere name. Mere name. I, action, object. Whatever we do. I, action, object. And all the rest phenomena exist mere name. Mere name, me labeled about the Bali's mind. It's most unbelievable, subtle. When you check how things exist, what is the I? How does the I exist? Action, object, everything. Hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, everything. What is this? What is this? It's so subtle phenomenon. Me labeled by the valid mind. So, therefore, nothing exists. I, action, object, all the phenomena, nothing exists from its own sight. Nothing exists from its own sight. So I do not exist at all from its own sight. So that is the emptiness of, that is the ultimate emptiness, ultimate truth of the I. Same thing, ultimate truth, emptiness of that is action, object, real action, real object, or emptiness of each one, the emptiness of ultimate truth of action, ultimate truth of object. So, like that, to understand all the phenomena nothing exists from their own sight is the ultimate truth of everything, of all the phenomena. So, while they do not exist, from its own sight, they exist. They exist in mere name. They exist in mere name. Mere level by mind. So the emptiness and their existence, the dependent arising, is oneness. It's inseparable. It's oneness. So that's how, if your realization emptiness is correct, then it gives understanding, more understanding about karma, about the reincarnation karma, understanding is that karma is unshakable. Unshakable. Your understanding karma is unshakable. So first you realize ultimate truth of the I, then as a result, when there's a realization is correct, emptiness is correct, person gets the right view. Then afterwards, as a result, then you understand the I exists. I, not nihilism, doesn't. I exist. Not nihilism, not ethnicism. So by realizing is empty, that is realizing the element of the eternalism. Then eliminate the extreme eternalism. Then when you realize as a result, you realize I exist in my name. Middle level about the mind, you only realize that. No choice. You strong understanding that come all that. Then you see, that is the extreme of nihilism. Nothing exists. Oh, extreme nihilism. All that. And the elimination. Extreme nihilism. Those two are unsevable, unified. Not just on every phenomena. So that's why understand emptiness more, it helps to understand karma. Doesn't faith in karma. They say, I realize emptiness. That karma doesn't exist. That's wrong. So that's wrong. Emptiness is wrong. We fall nihilism. I was told by the meditator Gen Champawang, who has realized the emptiness, even 6 years Naropa, besides Bodhicitta, renunciation, Samadhi, all that. He said, after realized the emptiness, emptiness of the I, then after 15 days, realized, then you come to realize the conventional truth, I definitely exist in my name. Middle level mind, comes to the conclusion that, conventional truth, truthful object mind, comes to realize that. That's what his experience. He said that after 15 days, then you realize, you see the eye as illusory. That's what he said. Like this. For us, this is not religion Buddha. By knowing all the phenomena, as illusory. They're like this. There's aggregates. There's aggregates. Depending what the aggregates are going to do, then our mind label I. Going to do this and that. Label
what the I is going to do, going to experience, and then mind level I, and me level I, and going to do this and that, you know, in my name. You see? So mind merely embedded me, mind merely embedded I. Okay? So, merely embedded I. Because that's the base aggregates. But when the I appear back to us next second, it should appear merely labeled by the mind, but that doesn't happen. Merely labeled by the mind. It should happen this way, but because we have not ceased, concept of true existence left the negative imprint on our mind. So, because we did not complete the path, so we didn't cease the negative imprint. So the negative imprint left by the concept of true existence, real eyes, and so forth. So the negative imprint project. First, second, I, merely imprinted I. Then negative imprint projected truly existence, real I. Projected, there is no real I. So should appear real I. Should appear mid-level by mind, but that doesn't happen. That is the only Buddha. That doesn't happen to us. doesn't happen to us. So the reason is blocked by the negative imprint left by the true existence on our mind, condition of mind. That negative imprint projected immediately after our mind being imputed, then projected immediately made real, existing from inside. It was a totally hallucination, which is totally hallucination. Just now, your mind created, temporary, your mind just now, meaning imputed, but then just after the second, then is projected that real, you see, a real existing from inside. Okay? So therefore, now, then believing this, the concept believing this, this is true, you know, concept believing this is true. Oh, that is the root of samsara. Something exists in Paramahansa, not completely merely labeled by the mind, but something from inside. Oh, there's something from inside. Oh, that one. Oh, that, then believing there's something exists. Oh, that concept is root of samsara. Oh, so, because that, we didn't cease yet. So that's why we have been suffering in the sixth realm, suffering continuously. We have been suffering from beginningless rebirth now. And if we don't realize the emptiness, direct possession of emptiness, eliminate the concept, ignorance, if we don't do that, then we will be experiencing endlessly the suffering of samsara, and taking rebirth and death, all the and suffering and seasons again, all this endlessly. All of this most terrifying, most, think about it's the most terrifying. So therefore, day and night, we meditate on emptiness. One the Bodhisattva, one the renunciation, but the emptiness, how important emptiness, or meditation, or study, learning, meditate, practice, all that's, Buddhism, it's
fundamental practice. One of the fundamental practices. Oh, that already is mentioned there. So, by real attempt, they eliminate the concept of ignorance, holding real, believing real. so now that chukun jumarship, so illusory, you see, false, illusory. Chukun jumarship, seeing illusory. Then, chungwa letter love. So, through that, then the wisdom realizing emptiness, that you see, without, then, maintained, as illusory, and then that you see, makes, to shimbameva, to not have the ignorance holding, to not have the ignorance holding, the eye, which appears real, to not believe real. By thinking the illusory, then it stops, it eliminates the ignorance, the root of samsara, the ignorance, the holding the eye and against a real, you know, eliminates the concept, that ignorance. Then eliminate the concept, and then in this way, then there's no binding you, samsara. There's no continuously binding you, to samsara. Is it by that? So by eliminating that, there's no binding you to samsara. So then you become free from oceans of samsara suffering. So like that. I'm sorry, the time over, the details didn't happen, but auspicious. Didn't explain the whole verses, like Tonglin and all that thing, but the essence, and it's enough, yeah. Finish. So the if one wants to practice meditation every day, one day you can do renunciation Buddhism, the emptiness, the essence of the Buddhism, essence of Buddhism. And the Hinayana, Brahmadayana, the Tantra, and then all three into Lamrim, embodied in Lamrim, embodied into three pins apart. So the emptiness, one day you can meditate, on the for example, mere level eye, mere level sitting, and mere level cushion, mere level eye, mere level walking, mere level road, mere level eye, mere level eating, mere level food. Also, you can relate all the time like that one day. For example, I mean, you can do week, each week can change, each month or each day, if you like. So one being level dependent arising. Meditation on that. Then one day you can do meditation. Negative imprint led by delusion, led by true existence. That is a magician person. That is like magician person. Truly, the ignorance as a magician person, and then left the negative imprint as like magician person's mantra or the material that you hallucinate. And then looking at the eye, action, object, everything, samsara, nirvana, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, hell, enlightenment, happiness, problem, everything. So everything appears real. And then the magician person hallucinates people in scenery, people, what do you call it, people, people in the scenery, people looking, the hallucinate their mind. So projection, gives a hallucination, illusion, you know, magician person gives you, giving you illusion. So real object, illusion, illusion. And so you home day, this illusion, gomba illusion, me sitting here, illusion, you are seeing the illusion, or the holding illusion, you know, cars illusion, your home going back illusion, you know? So looking, everything real, everything appear real, illusion. Holding the illusion, doing all the works in the illusion, illusion. So, one day, the illusion. So, everything appears real on the illusion. This ignorance, living the illusion, you know, illusion, illusion. Oh, that comes to emptiness. Only the illusion. Then another day, then they can do like a dream. So another day, so you learn the real eye, real action, real object. So every whole life eating and walking office and whole life dream, all the like dream, all the others, all the like dream. Not there, but appeared to you. Not there, but appeared to you. So like dream, everything like dream. Oh, you're traveling anywhere, whatever you see, you go for shopping, coming back, children, wife, husband, go to the supermarket, department, the whole thing is like dream. In the dream, you're walking, like that. Exactly. So, that comes to emptiness, comes to the percent point emptiness. So meditation. Then the other day, gaksha, object to be reputed. And the gaksha. So the awareness, mindfulness, the gaksha. So the real eye, real action, real object. All the whatever you do, the whole life, like that. So gaksha. The object to be reputed, you know, not there. So gakcha. So the whole, look at the whole of your life, gakcha meditate, you know. Even you're walking, running, or making food, driving cars, all like dream. In the dream you're drawing, all this in the dream, isn't it? Gakcha. All the stuff, gakcha. You know, everything gakcha. The object to be reputed, object of ignorance. That's a believing. Is the believing this real? Is it a believing you practice awareness? Not. You know? See? Gaksha. Look at gaksha, that which is gaksha, object which is okay? So that comes to emptiness, same. You know? Oh, so I think, and then also you can do mirage one day. Oh, those are really, really, really fantastic, really. Even go shopping department store, some market, then you are meditating. All you're buying, you meditate. You are buying, you know, all the things you're drawing, sometimes meditate. You know, they hallucinate, they hear the gacha, the person selling real persons, gacha, the real money, gacha, real, you know, gacha, they, like that holding gacha. I mean, you know, object to be reputed. object to ignorance, false object. So that's fantastic. That life is a fantastic life, you know, really most enjoyable. Like that. So the problem, if it's so worldly concern, then so much problem you create, you know, in the life. So much problem. All the problem for the people you are. So, well, yeah, then problem's gone. So that. So thank you so much. yeah. Chanju Sanju Rinpo Sim Jeju Ji Jeba Nyamba Meba Yugon Pewa Shu Tonyi Tawa Rinpo Sim Maji Nyamba Mama Yugon Pewa Shu Kanju Rabe Kure Shingan Te Pendan Tewa Malu Cheresewa tenzen jazo yi shabe se denpad. Tenjo yi tonye ninja sundu jibe la che che zan. Kanchen tenjo ga chang na benmo tenzen jazo la sowa ndes. Shenten lunru shu tona kumbo cheresewa nge. Se che jave changa kanchen shi yongso cha shen mo la kanze. Dazan ten ten ye de java zi nang do zin ye sari. Ten ten da zi ke ten pi mu len ke. Ce ra kun tu java zi ka ve te zi si ni mu zi zi pi tu zi ve nga pa la zi. Ke zi ten da ma ju zi. Mechun namdaratam hetimdan derlazin cezde cüveyinde. Dedun cügeri nyenden cüce lozan cüveyin. Cavar cüvapından lama cüge cinda vakudan kutu tedazi. Tenda konan da su cüve cüve cüvatı cin sıfata ve da tazakın tündi ve da cüte ne de umvata su şivata cüzer. Ado uzo do bunala me namba tama la ke je ta wa da sendala ma do mu je la me je la sa la jo 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 adi na the first verse for the eight verses to cherish that in the mean and that the three time medical college bombs the person then be number number the buddhas then us the students and the center benefactors and the voluntary working with the center, those who rely upon my promise to pray for whose name is given to me, all those then all of us here, all who came in the past, who are coming, who are not, us here coming now, who will come in the future, all the here Kadam Center, then all the staffs and the to be able to cherish certain things like that. Dani Semjian Tamja Lai Shino Lala Tanjo Juve Sambai Tato Jabba Zembaro Shu. Please pray all the success of the the project in the FMT in particular. Oh, the Mithya project, that was become true. The Buddhaya and the Kushinaga, where a Mithya Buddha will be born there. So the success of that, and then Mithya project in the, also Mongolia, or the here, the other countries, many different countries were able to build large statues, not tata, large, not small tata, but large statues, so they, to stop at the many, so many people dying by war all over the world, I mean, so many people dying for famine all over the world, so many people dying by disease in all over the world, those to stop that, and that during this time. Then, of course, when Madhya Buddha comes down, at that time you become the first disciple of the receive teachings from Mithya Buddha, receive petition for enlightenment, the building, studying teachings, Mithya Buddha teachings, building there. Then they're building other statues, so please pray and benefit the number of sentient beings. They purify defilements and collect realization, special bodhicitta, and then bring perfect peace, happiness into the world, like that. Through the, this is how the statue benefit, like that. And then, and then all the sanghas in the PMD externally extremely subdued manner hear a listener inwardly subdued with bodhicitta, extremely subdued with bodhicitta, secretly experience the sense of wisdom, nanti of blissfulness. So actualize all the Lama Tsongkhas teachings in the way. Buddhas to be able to happen this. Chiru Ninda Jabba Shijin the Nandu Changju Semti Lakwara Samari Nya Dato Nandu Yodaga Majoda Java Yulotan Javia Tantan Javara Yo. All the projects became most successful, most beneficial for sending before the teaching Buddha, to happen that, then did you, please, the most unbelievable merits we collected by Kadamba Center, all the students and all those who, whatever help done for the Stupa, service, anything with the body, speech, mind, anything, collected unbelievable. So that is anyone who sees Stupa from far, seeing, hearing, even picture the Stupa, seeing, remembering, hearing, all those things become so meaningful. Plant seed of enlargement. It purifies negative karma collected from eons and collect the unbelievable merits, like that. I think I maybe stop here. Otherwise carry on tomorrow morning. So I think, if there's time,
If there's time after the retreat, if there's time one day, I come down and talk about the benefits of the stupa, so the people to understand in building stupa is not a small thing. It's not just when, it's not just you know, it's not just some some exciting pleasure or some just you know. Those, many of those artists build something after they build, at the airport or someplace, they build some art or something, you know, not like that, you know. you have to understand the really unbelievable benefit to cause ourselves. But for other sentence beings, without need to talk, you know, without need to talk, brings him to enlightenment. So much merit, so much cost other sentence beings. There's a way to help sentence beings without talking. You understand? without bothering. So unbelievable. So anyway, due to that, most important is on this, all to have long life, and all some science is on long life. And then, all the holy worship is success immediately. And the teaching Buddha, and especially teaching Buddha, general teaching Buddha, and the particular methodology should last long time in the world. And the, all the sanghas preserve and spread Dhamma to have long life and all the success, all the wishes, to benefit all the and all the benefactors of the teaching Buddha and the sanghas to have a long life and all they wish to serve teaching Buddha, sanghas to succeed, and especially all the here, so due to their merit, the Kadamba Center, then, to be beneficial for the numberless sentient beings, most beneficial for the numberless sentient beings, spread the, Stanley teaching Buddha and particular Lama Tsongkhwa teaching in the heart of the Six Realms Center, as I said, the sentient beings in this world, so of course, benefit of building stupa, of course, Six Realms Center means God. So the numberless sentient beings get benefit and however they actualize the from good worship to enlightenment in one's heart by building merits of building stupa, and especially everybody in this world, especially the students who came in the past, who came in now, who are coming in the future here in the Kadam Center, so they are to actualize to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, to actualize Lamrim. And Lama Tsongkhapa teaching the the people. And the
the sentiments, when they come here, immediately, all their suffering, body and mind will be pacified immediately. And all their wishes be succeed immediately on the Holy Dharma. And as well as the stops of the Gautama Sangha to happen that. And and all the any difficulties, any difficulties, including death, and any difficulties, whatever come, difficult one faces, is able to utilize in the path to enlightenment, in the path to a state of omniscient mind, in the path to free the sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering. And pills happen instead of this mind.
Don't Kadampa Center. Our center director couldn't be here, so I'm standing in for him. But we'd like to thank Rinpoche for being here again, and all the people that have gone into making this this visit a success thus far. This is a dependent arising, like everything. We have a lot of people working behind the scenes to make it possible, and then we have the people that are working at the Light of the Path retreat now in the Western North Carolina. Our center members are working there, and then Rinpoche coming with Venerable Roger and his attendance. We appreciate that, and we especially appreciate Geshe Sampo, and most particularly our own precious Geshe Gelak for all of his support making the center a success. And we also, I want to please come back, Rinpoche, and visit us. It sounds like you'll be back in 2 weeks, but which is great. But come back at least every year, and hopefully the Light of the Path retreats will continue to go on year after year. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
I'd like to take this opportunity to mention the sponsors. No? Okay. I'll do the long mandala offering. Okay, on page 28 in the gold book, 207 in the retreat book. Om Benza. Oh, I'm sorry?
The key benefit of the center to sentient beings is Geshe Gelak's teaching, being resident teacher here, and teaching and yes, and we're helping with that. So, so really, from the heart for so many years, I would like to thank from the heart. I would like to thank billion, zillion, trillion times. that's the most important. The key benefit of sending to sentient beings that the Krishna Galaxy teaching, guiding, you know, that. So it's, you know, making benefits in so many ways. So leading to a future life, happiness, leading to because ultimate happiness through liberation from samsara, through peerless happiness, that omniscient mind, and other even this even that's this life happiness and however so. Really very good to thank Gishigalai for so many years of the patience and of the here helping guiding and teaching and all that. So thank you so much. So I think then of course okay, drum, from on the start Kadamba Center how many years ago? Since Kadamba Center started 23. Yeah. So you know, hopefully His Holiness, hopefully the sender succeed, you know, to receive His Holiness in North Carolina, and to have fortune everybody to see, to hear, to enjoy, you know. To enjoy happiness, to see jealousy, compassion Buddha, to hear, to experience. Yeah, so hopefully before 25 years. Huh? What? Before 25 years? yeah. So, and that, so, and so, so, John Brown, then, friend, Robbie, and the present name, Robbie, and Robbie, and so everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you. Om Benza Bumi Ahum Wanchan Segi Saji Om Benza Reke Ahum Chi Chagri Ko Yugi Korwe Usu Rigel Pori Rab Shalupa Polo Zambuling Nubalang Che Jan Jaminyan Ludan Lupa Myaya Dam Myaya Jem Yodan Dan Lotro Jo Jaminyan Dan Dram Ningyangida Rinpoche Riro Pa Samgishin De Joiba Mamer Piloto Kolo Rinpoche Norbo Rinpoche Tsumo Rinpoche Lempo Rinpoche Langpo Rinpoche Takjo Rinpoche Magpo Rinpoche Terchenpo Ibunpa Gemma, Tewama, Luma, Garma, Metoma, Duperma, Nelsema, Dichama, Nima, Dawa, Rinpoche, Du, Chole, Nampa, Gewe, Getsem, Usulagda, Mi, Persho, Pusun, Sopa, Matsan, Wame, Patsang, Ji, Yidu, Woa, Dichen, Jin, Sen, Sawa, Da, Kir, Parche, Pe, Pandela, Madam, Panam, Dam, Kepa, Du, Ya, Yonzo to tempe na dan dergi le du tsetsu potetsu lama lo sang tuwa doje chan jetsu tu tenzo parin poche peo san poche na ne te pa chen po su po ram le par tope de akri danta du shin kamu wa gi wo tu she do we dun du je su so je ne kyan da so do wa ma je na ke ta tam nam se ten ten tan Tela tu te watch and pergoshing lab to so saji perki shushing meto tam ri da Linji ni de gen pa de sangye jing du mi te u wa I dro kuna dao xin la che pa sho che tsun la me ku tse rab ten chin nam ka chi le cho chur ge pa dam lo zan tem pe de me se asum gi dro we mun se ta tu ne ju chi gi dam guru ratamandala kam niryatayami Page 30 in the Gold Book, page 325 in the Retreat Book, Bestowing Supreme Immortality, Om Svasti. Tsengiri nasi zetra mu Kyanta jedu we chir we tser yi char Bev kya deha don yo we bita Ye den du chi me so gi cho jin zhe zhe tu ji de ge ten in per so zin la da me kun zhe gen chi pu zi yin tar pa cho gi sa ken che ten den je zhe la ma so wade kera da tsan sergi ne ki deni she jesu namade pa Seoje ta jiri peten chen po yon da che ki ni ma zap ten sho che du da wa da pe tse long ten ke ji du mu ti ge pe tsum kum Pe de je me gi santor tu ge ke tsum pe cho tu jab ten sho La sanji de yon gabu kyun tek cho sen ki da wa yon ki we mi se pen de chu te cho ki ta cho ke ma we da wa zap ten sho che pa kap sun ju Tsi lung ya re tse pa mi se doje tsun chano tsong pa da tong pe me tsa du yon da me ten pe nyen du zap ten sho lama yi dan te sun gya tso dan Na to mi che ten ju ja me tu Da cha me pe re de me lu Pa de la ni du lungi drup kyu chi What else you want to do? Where? Te chen chen re sik di me kien pe wang po chan pe yang kan chen ke pe tsu gen song ka pa lo zan da pe jab la so wa de Mi me te we te chen chen re sik Dri me kien pe wang po chan pe yang Gan chen ke pe tsu gen song ka pa Lo zan da pe jab la so wa de Mi me tse we te chen chen re sik Dri me kien pe wang po chan pe yang Gan chen ke pe tsu gen song ka pa lo zan ja pe jab la so wa de mi me tse we te chen chen re se dri me ken pe wang po jan pe yang gan chen ke pe tsu gen song ka pa lo zang da pe jab la so wa de I'd like to read the names and dedications of the sponsors. Susan and Richard Potter, in memory of Jack Rice, Kadamba Center's first landlord, whose generosity in the form of cheap rent for 15 years allowed Kadamba Center to establish itself as a Dharma Center, enabling hundreds of people to meet the Dharma and benefit their minds. Anonymous donor, a donor, may all sentient beings have happiness, be free from suffering, and have the blessing of qualified teachers of the Dharma and all their lives. Another anonymous donor, may all sentient beings know peace and happiness. Sandy Carlson, Any positive potential created by the sponsorship is dedicated to the long, happy lives of the Dalai Lama, Amazelpa Rinpoche, Ken Rinpoche, Losam Delek, Geshe Gele, Geshe Sangpo, and all our precious Sangha. May Kadamba Center's community continue to be a benefit to each other and countless sentient beings for eons and eons. Paul Rebecca and Elliot Suvich, rejoicing in Lama Zopa Rinpoche's return to North Carolina for the very long, very healthy, and very happy life of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Lama Zopa Rinpoche and all our precious teachers, may the Dharma continue to thrive and take root in our hearts and minds so that they may be of utmost benefit to all sentient beings. Neil Oldham, to all the volunteers who have given so much, and may they benefit from His teaching and presence. Trilby Berger, may all sentient beings have happiness and be free from suffering. Robbie Watkins, may all his dedications succeed. John Castillo, may Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Geshe Gelug, and all our precious teachers have long, happy lives and continue to teach us the Dharma.